Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything that you want. The number is 855-453, and that's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have there. Here tonight in the studio with you, it's Ian,
Pete, and Mark.
And once again, 855-453 is our number here. Coming up, Mark, you've got a zero-tolerance story. A young man was armed, and he had to be disarmed in school. We will tell you with what he was armed in a few moments. 855-453 is the number. First, we go to Steve listening in Seattle, Washington. Steve, you're back on Free Talk Live. Now, can you go ahead and recap what you're telling us for those just tuning in?
The version is that I have this nephew who his parents, one is a doctor, one is a teacher. They think that he's sort of wayward. He's working at a gym as a personal trainer. They don't think that's a very good job for him. Now, I don't know the guy that well. He's about 20. I mean, he could be totally fine, perfectly normal, whatever, but in their view, you know, coming from their world, I guess they consider him to be wayward or something like that.
So, like, they kind of, like, want him to work in the system more, like work as a bureaucrat or a doctor or something like that? Like, is that good enough for them that he's a personal trainer?
Yeah, possibly. Maybe they don't consider that a steady job or something like that. I'm not sure.
Mark, you've done that kind of work, haven't you?
Yeah. I was personal training for a while. I did personal training for a while, and you know, if you build up a good clientele, it takes a while to do so. But once you build up a good clientele, it's a pretty good job. I mean, you know, people need service, and you know, you provide it to them.
Yeah, that's right. I'm a veteran. I've called in before. I don't know what you guys remember about that, but I'm a vet. And in fact, I'm a war vet on paper, although I never had a bullet fired at me, nor did I fire any bullets.
Thank goodness.
But, yeah, exactly. They know this, and as I mentioned before, I don't really know this family. This is my wife's sister and her husband. I mean, I've met them a few times, you know, funerals and weddings and holidays and so forth. So they know that I'm a vet, and so they said, well, can you talk to him and get him to join the military? Maybe that'll
know you.
So maybe you can get him to join the military, you know, that'll you know, make a man out of him and all this business.
Do
right?
something
so
honorable, said, yeah, son. Stop all this working in the free market.
So I said, well, I mean, you can have him call me, I guess. And so he didn't call me. He contacted me through Facebook. Mm-hmm. And he said, yeah, you know, I mean, they want me to talk to you, so here I am. You know, he wasn't that thrilled about it. And I said, listen, dude, whatever you do, don't join the military.
Nice.
Just don't do it. I mean, there's so much other stuff that you can do. You can, instead of being a part of the parasitic sector of the economy, you can be part of the productive sector of the economy. You know, and, I mean, if you're shoveling crap, you know, you're doing something that's productive. You're doing something that's more productive than the people in the military are doing.
So, you know, my uncle was in the Air Force, and he said, you know, that he felt that it almost ruined him for real work. And I've heard a lot of people say that they spent most of their time in the military figuring out ways not to do work.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I get on these forums and stuff like that, and if I start saying anything bad about the military, of course, these people, they'll jump all over you because it's, you know, God, apple pie, the troops, and the flag, that's what it's all about. And they'll say, yeah, and I sort of sandbag them a little bit, don't let on that I'm a vet. And they'll say, yeah, well, you know, obviously you don't know anybody in the military if you're calling them parasites, because those guys, they work harder before 5 a.m. than you work all day long. And I said, listen, you know, one person in particular, I said, listen, I was in the military for 10 years, okay?
Wow.
And the laziest people that I've ever known in my life were people in the military. I worked for lazy people.
Bam! Lazy what do you say back to that?
Me.
You get the answer.
I mean, it's just, and there are some hard workers, you know? But the thing is that it's a system that lacks the sort of incentives that you would need to, you know, I mean, out here, you know, you got to work. You just that's what you got to do. But out in there, you can't get fired. I mean, nobody's going to fire you.
The worst that can happen
to you is
Can't you get fired for smoking pot in the military?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's stuff like that, but I mean,
right.
In terms of, like, you know, you're not going to get fired for not doing your job. We had one guy, in fact, I didn't advance from E4 to E5 because we had this officer that was in charge of making sure that all the tests, I was on a ship, so he was in charge of making sure that all the tests were on the ship so that everybody could get their advancement tests done so that we could advance. Well, he did some of them he didn't, and so I didn't make I didn't go from E4 to E5 on time because of him. Well, his punishment was that he was assigned to the gym. So he got to do the rest of his time in the military handing out towels at the gym on base.
Could be worse, right?
Thing. Did anybody shoot at him?
Well, yeah, there you got there is that.
And you know, this is the few, the proud, the towel guys. I mean, you know, it just the things that the military is sort of sells, and they've sold it to this family is that somehow or another, this is going to teach you discipline. And I don't know that this does teach discipline. I don't think that somebody screaming at you and making you do things or threatening you or whatever is the way to make to get discipline. I mean, I've never had a boss treat me that way. And if I did have a boss treat me that way, then I would go to a different job. So if that's what it requires for me to do my job, then and a boss won't provide me with that service...
I think we've got some audio coming through there, GCN, that's not supposed to be. But, Steve, actually, this may be maybe it's my computer. Yep, it was my computer. It's one of those autoplay things on the web.
So if discipline is you know, being yelled at and that's the only way you can get motivated, then you haven't been taught discipline. I mean, discipline is doing it yourself.
Right.
Self-discipline.
Yeah, discipline comes from within, not from some jackass yelling at you.
Steve, great call tonight, man. Thanks for making it. Appreciate hearing from you and the expertise on the military. 855-450-FREE. I mean, you can't say anything. As one of these military, I love the military. Military's great for young men and da-da-da. One of these military supporters, they can't say anything to someone like Steve. Because it's easy for them to say, well, say when they call our show, have you guys ever been in the military? And of course, we have to say no, because we haven't. And then, you know, it makes them feel like, ha, I win. I win by default. They haven't been in the military, so their opinion is not important.
Yes. But, that's really what they call in all the time. Have you guys been in the military?
Yeah.
And that's where it all starts. If I answer yes, does it make my opinion somehow more valuable?
Apparently.
Yeah, I mean, I have to pay in order to, I pay these guys paychecks. Doesn't that make my opinion valuable? I would think the boss's opinion is supposed to be more valuable than the employees.
Fortunately, there's no shortage of former military members within the Liberty Movement because definitely. You find out what bureaucracy is like when you're in the military.
Yeah, it's the biggest bureaucratic organization the government now has for the military, you know, hundreds of thousands of people, millions of people.
Wait a minute. Now, okay, yeah, the military itself is the biggest, but the post office is bigger than the Army, if I'm not mistaken.
In terms of personnel?
Yeah, in terms of personnel. Mm-hmm. Funding, obviously, is a completely different story. So
yeah, the post office isn't flying billion-dollar jet planes.
Right. So,
but they are getting bailed out to the tune of billions of dollars.
By the way, zero-tolerance story coming up, but I mentioned this one. I wanted to make sure we got it out there. I think it's great news, and I'd love to see more places do this. A restaurant in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, this from WGME, and I believe that's out in Maine, television. News 13's Jennifer Lynch explains that they said they've had enough and want politicians to stay out of their dining room. You'll find chocolate chip pancakes and fancy omelets on the menu of Colby's Breakfast and Lunch in Portsmouth. But even though the open flag is waving, there's no room for politicians. No exceptions. Andrew Booth, the waiter, says, "We've had a few politicians come in, and it's been pretty interruptive to our business, and it's blocked people in some cases even coming into the restaurant." Booth is a waiter at Colby's and said, "The bigger the name, the bigger the problem." Booth said, "When Rick Perry came in earlier in the summer, he totally tied up half the dining room and had a secret service come down the alleyway. People couldn't sit down. They were out here for 2 hours. They did tip nicely, but no one came into the restaurant for 2 hours." Making for a quiet dining room and empty seats.
Yeah, spell check. What do you want?
Booth said other times they'll come and announce to everybody who they are. If you want a quiet breakfast, you don't want any of that. I think they mean quiet. Especially if this is your neighborhood diner, he says. More coming up here. 855-450-FREE. I think more businesses should ban politicians.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. The number is 855-453. And the number is brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features there, and those features include listening choices. You've got broadband and dial-up flavors of streams. They're both there 24/7. The latest issue, or episode rather, of Free Talk Live is streaming at all times over at freetalklive.com. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to go right to those links. And the listen page will also tell you about our satellite listening options like XM Satellite Radio, our free-to-air channel, as well as our listen lines, allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance, the webcam, and the great AM and FM radio stations across the country that air the show throughout the week at various different times, over 100 of those stations. Details, listen.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoins, they're the world's first free market, peer-to-peer digital cash. They could be used anywhere in the world without needing permission from any government or corporation. They can't be counterfeited or inflated. And now you can buy them with a credit card or PayPal. Memory Dealers is proud to offer physical bitcoins that you can hold in your hands, but also can be transferred back into normal digital form at any time. They make great conversation starters and gifts. You can buy the currency that's transforming the world. Buy your bitcoins at memorydealers.com. It's memorydealers.com.
Let's continue with you and your thoughts. Coming up, crazy zero-tolerance story out of some school in this country. It could be any school because it's insane zero-tolerance is everywhere. Yep. We'll get that story out here in a moment. But first, Andy is on the line listening in Huntsville to WBHP on FM. Hey, Andy.
Hey, good evening. How are you guys doing?
Just super. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I was just listening to the gentleman before. I guess he must have been in the Navy, just talking about his military experiences. I just wanted to relate. I was in the military myself, except I found out, yes, it's correct. Some of the people didn't necessarily develop discipline, but maybe in some cases revealed the discipline that they already had. So,
Please, I mean, I want to hear this. How did that occur?
Well, how did that occur? Well, like for myself, my parents were in the military. My father's in the military, and I was highly motivated in high school throughout college. And granted, I went in, I enlisted with a college degree already. So my own military service kind of revealed, that self-discipline, that focus, that, some of the things that I already had in me,
Did you say that you were highly motivated in high school and college, and then you went into the military and it revealed the discipline that you already had?
Yes.
Didn't you already have the discipline if you were highly motivated in high school and college?
I guess yes, but I guess maybe revealed it to more of a degree than I've maybe already experienced up to that point.
Okay. I don't want to diminish anything you're saying here. I'm really trying to delve into this. Is it possible that you went in with a college degree? Did you come in as an officer or as an enlisted person?
No, I went in as an enlisted person, mostly because I went in as a musician and I just needed the gig.
Okay. You wanted to play French horn or something for their little band?
Yeah, basically.
Okay. How did this give you discipline then? I mean, I've never considered that the French horn players are the most disciplined people in the Navy. I'm not really not trying to diss this. I'm trying to figure out what, because you sound like a highly disciplined person before you went in, and then maybe it's one of these situations of being an eagle in a pack of turkeys. I don't know.
Well, I guess maybe a little more well-rounded in terms of that. Like, for example, obviously up until that point, I was disciplined to practice and apply myself, at least academically, and then, the college and high school ensembles I was involved in. But after my military service, I came a little bit more, motivated in terms of physical fitness and just basically became more well-rounded. So that I think that mental discipline that I need to be, especially through college, I just revealed that in another facet, I guess it would be a better way to say it.
So is physical fitness that you specifically feel that you got the discipline around?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Okay. I mean, I'm 35, and I can still, I marathon and ultra-marathon, and I can easily look around at some of my peers who cannot do that because their own size, I guess.
How many people that came out of the military do you think are ultra-marathoning?
I've met quite a few. I mean, most of my immediate friends when I spent time in there, who only did like a 4 to 6 year stint. But I mean, most of my friends, it seemed like they went and, just kind of average Joes. And once they finished their military service, still continued with their music, but their physical fitness, or at least their physical activity, sports lives, became busier.
Do you think it's worth going to the military for this?
Depends. I don't think it's for everybody. I mean, but for me, I think it definitely helped. But I don't think...
Because I really got into fitness in prison, and I wouldn't recommend that to anybody.
Well, Andy, let me ask another question. Does it make sense that other folks are paying for you and maybe some of your friends to become more disciplined in exercise? I mean, that's the military's paid for by other folks, right?
But then again, I mean, that also gets into the argument is like, you know, as a band person, and I'm sure I might catch flack for saying this, but I mean, if the purpose of the military is truly defense of our country, a band in some cases may not be really necessary. And I mean, having been in the band and been in the military, but be able to say that, you know, at least from a fiscal standpoint, I mean, I don't think that that is, you know, might be the best decision as far as how to use our tax dollars. But I will say this, though. I mean, if you do have a soldier, sailor, or airman that, or Marine that does come home, I'd much rather have a soldier, sailor, or airman playing taps. So, I mean, it's just...
That makes sense. Saying.
What about people who say the defending of the nation state should not be coercive and the nation state, you know, is just an abstraction that, I mean, that is based on violence and therefore should not exist?
I will readily admit that maybe I am not intellectually prepared to answer that question. So
it's a fair answer.
Yeah,
it's
I appreciate it. Yeah.
So, I'll be up front.
Do you think it's possible that you could have attained more discipline, that you could have revealed, using your term, more discipline in your life by going a different path? For instance, you know, maybe you know you would happen to have gotten involved in a career that might have required.
He's an ultra marathoner. How are you going to get more discipline?
Well, that was after the.
But I didn't. I mean, but the idea of even entertaining doing something like that was really not a positive. I didn't even entertain that thought until after my military service. I guess you'd say one other thing. It just made me a little tougher. I was able to, you know, realize that physically I can push my body through things that I didn't think was possible.
What was your original?
I kind of feel like when they use the term discipline and they're pitching it to the young people out there, that they're not pitching ultramarathoning or bodybuilding or working out. I think what they're saying is, hey, you're a loser, and in 4 years, you won't be.
You'll have women.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I think that that's just a polite way of saying, yes, we can unscrew your child, you know, from the discipline you should have been getting up until that point. So,
unfortunately, I don't think the trade-off is worth it because, I see what you're saying, and I'm not denying you had a positive experience. Thank goodness you weren't overkilling people. But, you know, you just used the term, we can unscrew your kid, and I'm sorry, but all you have to do is look at the rate of suicide, the rate of mental illness, the rate of PTSD. With these folks that have come back from battle zone situations, and no, you send your kid to the military, they get put in the thick of things, and they come back more screwed up than ever before. This is a terrible idea, and I, you know, if you want to go and get into a band, there are plenty of people that want to play instruments. There are a lot of gyms around. You know, there's no reason for the military to be the road down here. And Andy, thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control. And then you get to Pete's point where it's all coercive anyway. So we are all forced to pay for an organization that we may not agree with. I'm not forced to pay for Gold's Gym. We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol. all entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian,
Pete, and Mark.
And we invite you to the website. Go on over there. Get interactive. You can actually control the content of the site. So if you find something online that you think's interesting and you'd like to share it with others, you submit it as show prep at freetalklive.com. It'll come up on the site, and then others will see it in the upcoming stories queue. They will vote as to whether or not they like or dislike it. And the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the site over at freetalklive.com. So head over there and get interactive. It's free.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was, too, for many years. And, you know, they're probably going to kill you at some point. There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com makes one of the best-made e-cigarettes on the market today. It's a vaporizing device that, you know, kind of looks like a cigarette, and you attach to it a cartomizer, which contains enough nicotine to equal a pack of cigarettes. And you can vaporize just about anywhere. There's no secondhand smoke. You're not going to stink. It doesn't have the health problems, and you don't have to go stand out by the dumpster in the rain. You can get this e-cigarette made by Vaporsmiths, one of the best made in the market today, completely free. They will give it to you for free. All you have to do is purchase 40 cartomizers. You need cartomizers anyway to use it. Purchase the 40 cartomizers for, I think, $70 over at Vaporsmiths.com. Use coupon code FTL. You'll get the free starter kit. They'll ship it all to you completely free. It's a great deal, and it's a great way to start this this idea of, you know, quitting or diminishing the amount you smoke immediately. There was some study where They took, I think it was 40 people who didn't want to participate in a smoking cessation program, and they gave them some e-cigarettes to the people and then left them alone for 6 months, came back, and these people who didn't want to quit smoking, 25% of them had quit completely for the e-cigarette, had either quit completely or were using the e-cigarette exclusively. Another 25% were using it about 50% of the time, and you know the other half weren't doing it. But these people didn't want to quit smoking. So this is great. Check it out. You can get a free one at Vaporsmiths.com. Coupon code FTL or call 855-2-GET-VAPOR. It's 855-2-GET-VAPOR.
So let's continue here. Mark, you want to share a story about zero tolerance.
Yeah, this is beyond zero tolerance. This is like negative 100 tolerance. I don't even get it. This is from the independent.org, the Independent Institute. It says, in the escalating PC wars waged by the secular theocracy's nanny state, an elementary school this fall ordered a 10-year-old boy to spend the rest of the semester eating lunch alone at the school's silence table, with the dire warning of suspension if he dared to threaten others again. Now, we certainly need to protect the innocent lives of children, but what serious offense could have promoted this zero-tolerance measure to protect the public safety from terrorism? Might it be the danger of brandishing a slice of pizza that, quote-unquote, looks like a gun? Oh, no. Huh? Yeah, it's a piece of pizza that, you know, had some pieces of some bites out of it and shaped like a gun.
Wow.
In the past...
Stop! In the name of the crust!
How can they even allow him to continue to go to the same school?
Right, he's a danger.
Amazing.
It's a menace to society.
Wow.
And they quote WorldNet Daily here, in the past, the gunmaker's name on a pen and a drawing of a space weapon have been enough to bring down school officials' wrath on students. Now it's a piece of pizza.
Would it have also been as bad had he fashioned the slices of pepperoni into throwing stars?
I suppose. I don't know.
Maybe if he had a U.S. Army jacket on, they would have looked the other way or something.
Right. He's just practicing.
He's a good soldier.
Practicing to kill the Muslim hordes, it's okay.
Right.
An elementary school in Smyrna, Tennessee, students Nicholas Taylor, 10, had been ordered to spend lunches for the rest of the semester at the lunchroom silent table because he allegedly picked up a piece of pizza and waved it around like a gun. According to WKRN television report, the school officials said Taylor threatened other students with a piece of pizza with bites out of it to make it look like a gun. The station.
How many times are they going to report the same thing over and over again?
Yeah.
Didn't they just report the same thing three times in a row in that article?
What do you mean?
I mean, I was just listening to you read it, and they went over the same information thrice. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, in this case, there was it's given the student's name and his age and where the school was. I mean, these are the real facts of it, right?
I know. I'm just saying they're reporting the same thing three times in the first two paragraphs.
Pizza with a gun. Is anybody missed it? Student had a piece of pizza shaped like a gun.
The station said his mother, Leanne, described the punishment as an absolutely ridiculous and said her son never said anything derogatory or anything about shooting. The kid across
this
the table,
is a stick-up.
The kid across the table from him said it looked like a gun, so he picked it up and started shooting it in the air, she said, according to the television report. A school official, James Evans, said the punishment actually is because some students reported he was making threatening hand gestures and that he was shooting at other kids at the table, and they reported it to the teacher. In addition to the stigma of silent lunch, Nicholas was required to meet with the school resource officer to learn about gun safety.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you know, gun safety is not a bad thing.
Definitely.
Apparently, he did not have to meet with a dietitian and meet and discuss pizza safety, though. The controversy developed, according to WKRN's report, a few days ago. David Yori Elementary School in Smyrna, part of the Rutherford County School District.
So he's banned from, or he's not going to be in that table for the remainder of the school year? Was that what the punishment was?
The remainder of the semester.
That's the rest of the year then, right?
Yeah. School spokesperson says, I realize that some may say that we're going overboard, but the principal is just trying to use an abundance of caution and sending the message that we don't play about guns and it's not something we joke around about. Taylor told the station.
So let's assume the worst case scenario that this kid actually is violent, or he has violent tendencies. So what's the best way to deal with it? To segregate him and to make him feel isolated?
Make him more
and not have anyone to talk to? Right. Good job, principal.
Yeah.
I remember I had a principal once when I lived in Oklahoma, and he told me how to remember how to spell principal correctly.
With a P-A-L.
Yeah, pal, like a pal. So just like this guy, he's this kid's pal. Looking out for him.
I never felt that way about any of the principals at my schools.
I never had problems with these guys. They didn't give me trouble. But
you weren't. Were you like making trouble?
No.
No, well, I was
always a good little student.
Yeah. Well, I think it's clear between the time you were a student, you were 10 and a student, and this individual is 10 and a student.
I remember coming to school wearing a cowboy outfit with little guns in it.
Wow, man.
In kindergarten, I think it was. Awesome. I mean, now I think they send you to Guantanamo for this.
We had. Right? I remember in 1998 when I was getting done with school, at the very end of the school year, maybe it was 97. We brought. Like squirt guns to campus.
Yeah, squirt guns were relatively common in high school.
And the only time I got in trouble with it was when I brought one out in class and started squirting people.
Perhaps you shouldn't have been squirting people in class, right?
Right, but otherwise, they didn't.
A squirt gun was a squirting device at that time, and it wasn't something that looked like a killing weapon.
Zero tolerance hadn't come about at that point. That came after Columbine.
Yeah. I mean, at some point, when does it stop? When does it stop? At this point, kids can't make fingers.
Well, there's a lot of factors at play here. There's the fact that a lot of people who have never grown up around guns or been around a gun, they think it's like an evil thing right away. It's intrinsically evil and
has little legs.
Whoever
and shoots
has it,
everything.
Right. So there's that. There's the one size fits all top down pseudo education model, which just trains people to be indoctrinated and obey essentially. So. I mean, there's a number of factors, deferring to authority, these other students, instead of actually saying, hey, I feel a little intimidated, knock it off.
Or just the opportunity to snitch on somebody. I mean, there's that aspect to it, too. I suspect that not too many students at the table actually felt threatened. I think that, in fact, what they felt
that's
like
funny.
Was, he's doing something wrong. Teacher, he's doing something wrong. You said not to.
Slave on slave.
Look at him. I think that's what it is. I mean, it's tattletale stuff.
Right. Little brats. Oh, lunch, that brings me back. I haven't thought about lunchtime at the cafeteria for quite a long time. But, man, there was all kinds of shenanigans.
I'm surprised they even let them speak at all. I'm surprised every table isn't a silence table now.
Don't give them ideas.
Right?
They did have the old turn the lights off thing when I was in elementary school. Do you remember that?
They did it on the bus.
They would turn in the cafeteria, if things were getting too loud, they would turn the lights off in the cafeteria. Everybody would have to be quiet. And then they turn them back on.
Yeah, right.
Very creepy control kind of tactics. 855-450-FREE. Share your school stories if you want. It's Free Talk Live.
I have this dizzy feeling every time I get out of bed, like spinning. I don't know why. It's awful.
I get dizzy when I read or work on the computer.
I get lightheaded walking down a hall or aisle.
Or unsteady on my feet.
I lose my balance and get a little motion sick.
It's like vertigo. That dizzy feeling in a car, train, or airplane.
It's awful. An inner ear problem.
Most likely your vestibular system.
Now there's Zyvestra.
An amazing, fast-acting
dual-action tabs and targeted cream you rub behind your ear.
Behind your ear.
And it works in an advanced homeopathic way to relieve dizziness.
It relieves that vertigo feeling.
That dizzy feeling, gone.
Zyvestra is amazing.
No more suffering from dizziness and queasiness.
Wake up with better balance.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Zyvestra. Call 1-800-304-1684. 800-304-1684. Stop the dizziness. Call 800-304-1684. That's 800-304-1684.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
If you don't want to be unprepared, BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness. Why do they lead? Because of best value, best selection, and their low price guarantee. Take advantage of BePrepared.com's inventory reduction sale going on right now. Save up to 43% on food storage and emergency supplies. Up to 43%. For example, Be Prepared with freeze-dried peaches and strawberries, freeze-dried roast beef, 182-piece first aid kits, 9-meal MRE kits, a waterproof multifunction emergency LED flashlight for only $3.99, and much more. BePrepared.com. All supplies last. But hurry, sale ends when inventory's gone. Call 800-999-1863. That's 800-999-1863. Or online at BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com. Best value, best selection, and low price guarantee. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but enough time for your thoughts, your call. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And that's where you'll find a lot of features. They're all there for you for free. Go to freetalklive.com. Get interactive. And if you'd like, you can help support Free Talk Live. Go to promote.freetalklive.com and to get access to things like banner advertisements for Free Talk Live, high-res graphics you can use, make your own shirts or whatever you want with those graphics. And because, you know, I don't believe in intellectual property. So go ahead, help yourself. And there's that and a free bumper sticker as well. You can get details on that and more. So get the details, flyers, etc. over at promote.freetalklive.com. That's promote.freetalklive.com. So, of course, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. In other news, you know, away from the zero tolerance. Did we finish the zero tolerance thing, Mark?
Yeah, well, I mean, I could repeat everything over and over again.
Get your kids out of the government schools. I guess that's what, you know, that's the lesson that needs to be imparted here. Your children are not safe in the government schools. And when I say that, I don't mean from some marauding madman with, you know, a real gun on campus. I mean from the bureaucrats themselves. And, you know, who knows what kind of damage this is doing, the way they're treating people and they're indoctrinating people with this pro-government, pro-statist mindset. It's a dangerous place to send your kids. Luckily, here in Keene, New Hampshire, we have a great dedicated group of activists, Pete and myself are included, that are going out regularly to the local schools and doing outreach to them. In fact, we just did some of that today. Pete, you were out at the last one at this particular high school that we went to, Monadnock Regional High School. It's the other high school in the area. And it's also, I guess, a combo of a middle school as well. So it's a fairly large age range that, that goes to this particular school. And the first time we were there, the video was posted over at freekeen.com, and it was pretty much, it was like you were the center of the video, your interactions with the bureaucrats at the front of the school, because usually they'll threaten us with trespassing if we go on school campus, and in this case, we hadn't been threatened with trespassing on this school campus yet, so, you know, you can go on the campus if you haven't been threatened. And so you guys went up. I was holding a banner, so I didn't encounter most of this. I was over by the road. You guys went up to the front door of the school and with the intention of handing out flyers to the kids. You've got these great Who Owns You flyers.
Yeah, I believe there were five of us up by the in the front there, and it was great. I mean, sure, I was having a conversation with some of the public officials who work at the school who came out, but much props again to Derek J., throwing him some love, and Kate, Cecilia, whoever else were out there engaging with students, handing them flyers. In the video, I mean, despite the fact that you and Adamo weren't up front, the video showed the, you know, we didn't interact. We didn't. You guys didn't know necessarily that we were at the time having these conversations. But the principal who came up and you know, got in our face, then walked across the parking lot and tried to do the same to you guys. And you guys answered him the same way. Who's in charge of this group? And, you know, we're all individuals.
Yep.
And you know, he just gets frustrated and walks away. And it's great. You know, we learn
he's
from
in
each
charge
other.
Of the group.
Yeah.
I mean, he can't find somebody in charge, so he doesn't just address the group. I mean, I just don't understand.
Well, he did say something else after that, but that's just their mindset.
Right.
They have this mindset of, well, everything must be a hierarchy, just like our organization, so there must be someone who's in charge of these people. I will find them and talk to them and make the rest of them go away.
Right. And my whole pitch to him was, hey, if you guys are in the field of education, I would hope that you care about, you know, the students here, the children learning about, you know, thinking and being inspired and motivated. And, you know, and one of his quotes, he's like, well, usually I am, but, you know, they essentially wanted us to go get permission from someone
right.
before we handed stuff out.
And I have a permit to hand out stuff at my school, so I can tell you no.
Yeah, I say, is this not public property? And, you know, are you not a public official? You know, and then they can't.
It was a great video, and it's there if you, I don't know what it's called, school outreach or something like that.
Yeah.
You'll have to go back for a little ways, probably about a month back at freekeen.com. But we went back to that same school today. Pete, you weren't able to make it out today, but we had a group of, five folks that went out. So it was a slightly smaller group. I think it was probably seven the last time. We went and had five folks. So some people stood on the side of the road with signs, and then Derek J. went alone into the parking lot of the school. And he said he was looking for his car, and he's so forgetful. He just parked it a few minutes ago, and he'd already forgotten where it was. So he was just walking through the parking lot, looking for his car, and of course offering the youngsters some flyers as they were going to their cars. And the same guy, the same dude, who's apparently the principal of the school, comes up and once again attempts to threaten Derek. This time he used the term trespassing. You're trespassing. You can't be here, etc. Derek gave me a call in the two-way because I told him, look, you need backup. I'll come in there. But otherwise, I was just going to hold the banner because it's better to have two people hold a banner.
Right.
And so he called me, and I got my video camera out, and I came running into the parking lot. And then, you know, I encountered this principal character as well. And basically, the principal his intention was to run interference. What he wanted to do was to get up in Derek's face and, you know, basically...
Talk to him so he couldn't talk to anybody else.
Right. Derek from reaching out to the students. So when I arrived on the scene, the principal could no longer handle the situation alone. And one of his aides kind of stepped in to attempt to corral Derek and keep him away from the front doors of the school. At this point, where the front door are probably, you know, a couple hundred feet away from where we are. The buses are maybe 20 feet away, and so we're behind where the buses are. And we can see the full front of the school, and so the kids are starting to come out. Derek manages to get away from this woman, and this principal guy is getting right up in my face. I mean, really, like, in a kind of trying to intimidate me. Not as intimidating as the sheriff the other day, which I posted at freekeen.com, but the same kind of tactic: get in your face, be rude, be loud, and demanding. And
right, and this is the tactic that these public officials resort to. They can't have an open conversation. They can't. Let people peacefully act, you know, and so
right.
they resort to violence. When they're not able to bring about a conclusion that satisfies everybody, you know, they say it's either their way or the highway, essentially, and they threaten or use violence.
That's what he was doing, and he didn't say he was going to call the cops. I guess he told that to Derek before I arrived, but he got up in my face and got his mug right in my camera, and he started telling me that he didn't want to be on YouTube. And I found this so amusing because he was standing in front of my video camera whilst telling me that he did not want to be on YouTube. And I mean repeatedly.
Right.
He kept repeating it. And I said to him, why are you here? What? Get out of my camera. You're in my camera space.
Yeah.
You're going to be on YouTube. What are you doing? And like... The dude was totally clueless. I ended up getting around him at one point, too, and Derek and I were both in front of the school handing out flyers, and it was great. You know, some kids don't want it. Some kids are kind of, like, standoffish. They're not sure about all this. But some kids are really cool, and they're really interested. In fact, as soon as I finished talking to the principal, he turned around and walked away or whatever, and this other kid came up, one of the older, probably high school kids. He came up and he said, "Hey, I saw your video the other day, and I really liked it. And I got that on tape, too." And so, like, after this principal's like, "You can't be giving this information to these kids. They're minors. We've got to protect them. And you need to blah, blah, blah," just going on and on.
Minors cannot have information.
He was telling me about how the school board has created these rules. It's their policy. And I said, "Yeah, it's their policy. It's not my policy. This is freedom of speech, man. Freedom to assemble." And so,
you know, and I, this is the dichotomy that the public property is thrown into. I don't think that in a private school that you should be able to go on their property and hand out whatever you want to hand out.
I agree.
But the Constitution says, for better or for worse, that you have the right to peaceably assemble. One would assume that that means public property, especially since you're taxed in order to pay for this stuff. People are taxed, so they should be able to go on this property. But they can't. So, this is the problem that the government comes
up
with.
They can.
Especially they go in further. Well, in some cases, they can.
It's just how they interpret the rules that they create.
In some cases of military bases where people are taxed, they'll just shoot you when you try to go on. So, I mean, they have different levels of security at these organizations, and this is what the government sort of, as it creeps further and further into more things, that this is the problem that it encounters. The government shouldn't be educating people. The marketplace can educate far better.
It sure can. Wow.
And the idea that this that somehow
education is a linchpin for the whole bad idea of the state to exist. You know, there's a lot of folks who say, "I don't care about, you know, just give me the next generation, give me access to the schools, and I can teach, I can, you know, train the next generation however I want."
And the fact is that public schools are welfare for middle class people. I mean, the vast majority of people and the kids there, their parents are driving nicer cars than I am, living in bigger houses
than
I am.
Most of those kids are driving pretty nice cars.
But I've got to pay to send them to school. My son, who I'm going to homeschool, every dollar I spend for these kids is a dollar I can't spend buying him more supplies. They're stealing from my kid to educate theirs, and then they tell you can't go on the property. I don't think you should go on the property. I think you should leave these people alone, but I think they should leave me alone. Alone too. Yeah.
Until I get threatened, I'm going to keep going back to this particular school. I've been threatened on the Keene school campuses with trespass, but the cops actually came today. They stood over and talked with the bureaucrats for a while and never came and talked to us. They never threatened us, so the cop hasn't told me I have to leave yet, so I'm going to keep coming back. See you tomorrow, freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis in an interplanetary space. Thetis Crumb is where Swashbuckle meets Steampunk in this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at DigEdPress.com.